Welcome to Un Tecito Tuesday, a podcast about our wonderful Hispanic culture. Join me, Dr. Lisa C., my brother Bob, and his best friend DJ Khan, as we explore the myths, misconceptions, cuentos, and dichos about our Hispanic culture. So bring your tecito and come chat with us every Tuesday as we have fun exploring the crazy stories of our amazing culture. Hey guys, welcome back to Un Tecito Podcast. I'm Lisa.
I'm Bob.
DJ Khan. And today's podcast, we'll be talking about Puro Pinche Cowboys. That's
Boo,
correct.
Pinches Puro Cowboys. Not
Puro football.
Puro
Pinche Football.
Puro football. Yeah, cowboy. We'll say football.
We'll talk about football. Pero Puro Pinche Cowboys.
Okay. Well, the reason why Khan says Puro Pinche Cowboys is because we're from in the valley. 99.9999% of people here are Dallas Cowboy fans.
Which sucks.
It sucks because we're fans, or it sucks because
it sucks when you're a Texans fan living in the fucking valley.
Nobody likes the Texans. Not even the fucking Texans like the Texans. Because Texans
don't. So I'm a Texans fan. My husband went to law school in Houston, which is why he loves the Texans. So
and he got me into the Texans, and I loved going to the games.
The games are real fun.
I felt like those games, like, you were building the culture. You were helping build the fan, you know, the song and the this and the that. You know how the Cowboys have had it, you know, forever. And yeah. The reason why I liked going to the Texans is because it's kind of like you're starting it. You know, you're starting this thing, whatever. And me, I'm more of a football fan. I can watch any fucking game and I'll, you know, be like, oh, fucking badass. And I'm also more of a player fan.
That's how I am too.
When Romo was in the Cowboys, I was like, fuck yeah, Romo.
I don't like Romo.
Very humble.
Romo's a toda madre. Romo does everything for everyone.
Let me tell you about one of the fucking players that I can't stand at all. Personality, wife, todo. I can't stand.
I know who you're going to say, but say it. Who?
Tom Brady.
Fuck that guy. Pinche Tom Brady.
I can't stand him. He's a fucking asshole. His wife is a también.
So if you notice, listen to how these people are, you know, Khan and Lisa are talking about football so passionately because that's how it is where we live. It's very passionate football, man. And not just because we're from Texas. I think also because of the Latinos that we are, you know, you get real into it, man. I mean, The Cowboys fans here in the Valley,
starts when you're young with your parents watching it, and then it continues in high school. High school football is very, very much a big part of our culture here.
But not now, even younger, because now you have those traveling teams of the 8, 9-year-olds, 7-year-olds that are traveling all over the country playing Pop Warner. O sea, it's fucking big time.
Yeah.
So I even before high school, I think.
Well, and that was a long time ago for the gringos. Pop Warner's been around forever, but now
it's going down here.
I mean, our culture, we're a little bit more
competitive.
Competitive, and also we have money. We have money, you know, money.
Now there's money. Back then it was like, what was there, flag football for the city?
Most our families were, you know, couldn't afford stuff like that.
Right, so nobody would ever think, oh, we're going to do a traveling team, mm-mm, and these guys are going to spend thousands of dollars on their kids playing football and baseball.
I still wouldn't do that, but...
And now there's a ton of money. It's like, goddamn.
That's chingo feria, man.
But that's another podcast.
That's another podcast.
So here, guys, you know, how many barbecues are they having today, Khan?
Bro, down my street.
Y con Corona.
Con Corona. Y está cara el pinche 12 que te sale $15.
Hey, la pinche fajita, güey. La pinche fajita está cara.
Hombre, with the pandemic. I mean, even with the pandemic, they're still having get-togethers and barbecuing for football.
Down my street, there's 5 houses that are barbecuing. 5 casas. And there's about 15 houses on my street. So, well, that's still a lot. So
one third.
Yeah, you go to any meat market. We have meat markets down here, and you know you go to the meat market. Y hasta la madre, you have to take a number, and then you have to take your 6. You have to get your space, your social distance. Hombre, o sea,
that place every Sunday is a money making time for the meat markets, carnicerías.
Yep.
This is the time. I mean, the señores, you know, and pot numbers. Pot numbers are huge here in the valley, man. Like a million-dollar business.
Explain a little bit how pot numbers work.
Okay, so a pot number, guys, is you randomly select out of a 100 possible combinations of numbers that would be the score of the end of the game. It's 2-digit numbers. The last 2 digits of the game, you will win. So, like, let's say you buy a $20 number, you'd win about $900 if you hit it.
It's a lot of money.
If you think about it, like today I went, the buddy of mine was selling one for $100, and you would win $4,000 if you hit. But his buddy was selling $1,500 ones.
Already?
The first game of the season, bro. The first game, because it was the first game.
Yeah.
The cheapest ticket was $100, up all the way up to $1,500 for like 120,000 or something like that, or 80,000 or some shit like that. And people buy, man.
People buy, right?
They buy several, not just one. Oh no. Look at all those de 1,500.
People will buy them, and even people that can't afford the full, they'll split it with. You know, I'll put in 500, 500, and 500 and get $1,500.
$100, you know. They'll split it up. The $1,500 ticket, they'll split it up in all the way to $100 a piece, you know.
Yeah.
And you'll still win up, you know, $4,000 each. So it's a big business down here. Cowboys clothing. If you have a puestecito, you could have a in the trunk of your car, bro. How many people don't sell
shit? As we're recording this podcast, Khan is decked out in
cowboy gear. And while we're recording right now, the Rams just scored.
Did they really fuck those guys?
Yeah, the Rams just scored.
Anyways, yes, I'm wearing my DeMarcus Lawrence jersey with my brand new cowboy cap.
Cowboy. So,
the game is still early. So what? 5 minutes
what,
left.
What story do you have, Khan? Do you have any stories of football, like, you know, crazy fan stories or anything?
For being a big time Cowboy fan, I've been a Cowboy fan all my life. I finally went to my first Cowboy game last season. Their first game, the opening season, against
last year.
Yeah, man.
Against the Giants. That's a badass game.
It was against the Giants.
That would be
that's awesome.
I didn't know what to expect, man. It was fucking mind blowing, man. The fucking stadium, dude. Hijo su pinche, man. That stadium is freaking amazing. Like, just from everything, the fans, like, everyone tailgating, the people drinking on the street.
Yeah, they're fun.
Like, just the whole ambience of going to the game is...
Right, like, right. Me, any game. Yeah, any game. Whether you're a fan or not.
Yeah.
Whether you're a fan or not, man. My first football game, Con, was actually this game right now. Rams versus Cowboys in the old stadium. Yeah, it was Rams versus Cowboys. Yeah, Rams versus Cowboys, I would say about, I don't know, man, 15 years ago? Maybe a little bit more than 15 years ago. My first game was, Cowboys-Rams. My buddy liked the Rams, and my brother-in-law, Letty's husband,
Danny,
he's a big Cowboy fan.
Yeah.
So he was wearing the Cowboys jersey. Well, the Rams won that day, and everybody wanted to kick the other guy's ass.
Being chick cowboy.
I guess what I wore. Guess what shirt I wore?
Spurs.
Houston Oilers.
Houston Oilers shirt. Nah, not a Houston. I was a Houston Oilers fan, but no, I wore a Texas Rangers. Gotta keep it.
Apples. You gotta keep it in the middle.
I kept it Dallas, but baseball. And that's my team. Fuck the Astros. My team has been and always will be the Rangers. I'm not a bandwagon jumper. Fuck the Astros. Puro pinche Texas Ranger. Los Rinches.
But that's another podcast.
But that's another podcast. Baseball.
Well, that's another podcast.
Same. So, let Lisa, when was your first
NFL So, game? I never liked football. I mean, my dad watches it, but he's not a huge
Right. fan. Dad was never like a big fan.
Yeah. So, we never really, I mean, we would watch him, but it wasn't like, oh, ah, you know. And was when I met Frank, we went to, my first game was to the Houston Texans, maybe like 14 years ago.
I think it was the first year that they, 2012, no, was when they started. I think it was when they got established.
I don't remember what, no.
2002?
Was it?
No, it was 2002, but I went like 2010, maybe? 2010, maybe 10 years ago. And it was fun. And I wasn't a Texans fan then. It was just like, okay, I'll go to the game.
How did you feel as being like a non-really fan, you know, just like, yeah, whatever?
I didn't really, I mean, I thought it was fun, but it wasn't like, oh my God, it's so amazing. But it wasn't until I became a fan that I'm like, ah, right, you know, now even when we're here watching, it's like.
Yeah. And it's weird because, that's weird because usually when people go to a game, even if they're not fans, they're like, oh my God, it's so exciting. I didn't know that.
This, I mean, I thought it was exciting and fun, but I wasn't like, oh my God, you know, like this is amazing. I want to come back. I was like,
because I've been a sports fan, all kinds of sports, but really and truly soccer. I mean, whenever the World Cup would come up, I would, you know,
fuck yeah, that's crazy.
You know what World I Cup even is fucking awesome. Thought, and y'all are going to laugh at me and think I'm crazy, but my high school football games were fun. And so when I went to a Texans game, I thought it was going to be fucking 10 times better than the high school games. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I don't like that. There's a lot of like sponsorships and, you know, it's like, oh, today's and then, you know, I don't like that.
Today's brought to you by Coca-Cola yes. and Bud Light. Yeah.
It kind of like, you kind of like, I don't know. It just kind of pauses. So
you were expecting your old friends to be there and the band.
Yes, at the band. The band.
Yes.
Con la pinche
flute.
Hey.
Hey.
Well, that's our high school. All three of our high school fight song. It's the Notre Dame fight song, but of course we changed it to
PSJ. To our school. That was fun. I mean, I think football games, high school football games, are
and it's incredible. It's so weird. High school football here, like, it's real big, right? But it's so weird. How come Notre Dame's song? Why didn't we get Texas A&M? Because our letters on our helmets are the Texas A&M letters and the colors.
Yeah.
Like the same style of letter.
That's a good question.
And that's weird, right? That we had
the
Notre Dame fight song. It's, I mean, I love that fight song. You know, it's better than most, all the other. I
think of them are like, you can't even tell what they are.
Edinburgh North, they have the same fight song. Well, not the same lyrics, but they have the same fight song.
Right.
And they have like the Notre Dame colors.
Right, yeah.
Like us, it's like the gold and blue or whatever.
So our We're in Texas, so it's kind of weird. You know, our colors are A&M, you know, maroon and white. But yet our fight song came from Notre Dame. Maybe somebody went to Notre Dame at that time, and one of the big time guys, you know, went to, and they liked that fight song, and they said, you know what, we're going to keep the fight song. Yeah. Good choice. It was a good choice.
Yeah. Eso sí. So, did you guys see any of the games today?
I saw all of the games today.
No mames.
I watch just about every game. Even afterwards, I'll go on to the NFL
network app,
and I'll watch the games because I love it. I love football, dude, and I don't care what team it is. You know, it could be the Browns.
Who'd they go against today?
Today they lost. I think. Yeah, I think they only scored a touchdown. It was like 7-0 something. I don't remember who they went against.
Damn you, 2020.
But, I know, man. You know, and it's funny because I'm going to Vegas in November. And I was like, man, I'm going to get a fucking ticket to the Raiders. It's going to be fucking awesome. The Las Vegas Raiders, you know, I want to go. They're not for sale. They're not for sale.
They're not gonna have a. They're not gonna have fans there.
I don't know because it's in November, so they're not sure what's gonna happen. But I don't think it's gonna be.
I think Jacksonville is the only team that's allowing fans in their stadium.
Les vale madre.
Jacksonville, yeah.
I think if they're open, they might let people in. If they're open stadiums.
Because the Las Vegas, the new stadium is open.
It opens up, right?
I think so, yeah.
I think it's a dome, but it opens up, I think.
Are you watching the one right now? The one with the new LA Rams stadium, the Sci-Fi? ¿Cómo se llama? SoFi.
I'm watching it right now, but I'm not really paying attention. I haven't paid attention to the thing.
Their fucking stadium is badass, man. $5 billion.
So right now, guys, I don't know if they understand how the fans are here, the Cowboy fans here in the Valley. People paint their houses Cowboy colors.
Seen
their
it.
Cars are Cowboy colors. Seen their it. Daughters' quinceañeras are Cowboy colors.
Seen it.
Like, imagine having your whole house painted. You know, what are the colors, Con? What are the exact real blue. Names of the colors?
Blue, cowboy. I call it cowboy blue.
But it doesn't have a name.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Because like it's Liberty White for the for the Texans. Liberty White and I forgot what the red was.
Liberty White. That's my money. White is white.
Liberty White.
No, but I bet you if you go look it up, the Cowboys are gonna have like royal blue.
Navy blue. It's navy blue.
It is navy blue. You look
navy
it up.
Navy blue, metallic silver. Like yeah. Davis. Or royal blue and white.
Yeah, royal blue and white is the one you're wearing is royal blue and white.
See, royal blue
and
white.
So imagine having your whole house painted in royal blue and white with the fucking cowboy star on the side of the house too.
Yeah, or painted on the driveway.
On the driveway.
I've seen that.
Big old star.
I've
seen that. Cowboy park, you know.
Can't forget the mailbox.
The cars, trucks.
Can't forget the mailbox, yeah.
Trucks with cowboy colors and the stars on them. I mean, hardcore guys, hardcore dudes.
Big time, man. And you know what else you see a lot? Chingao. You know, it's sad to say, but a lot of chingazos, man. A lot of people fight, like at bars. Like, you start talking shit about the Cowboys or just any team and just nomás para cagar el palo. Like, dude, you're going to get into a fight. That's for sure. You know, you're going to be drinking and they're not going to give a shit. They're going to.
Yeah, because the Cowboys are probably the most liked and the most hated team.
Yeah. I like to compare them to El America. In
America,
soccer.
Yeah, and they're it's like funny because America, loved... La America is America's soccer team. It's the United. It's the all of the America's the soccer continent. Team, right? It's like the whole continent of the America's soccer team. Of course, the Cowboys have that it's America's team, right? And it's I think it's true. Yeah, I mean, I would say
they
anywhere
are
you go,
most loved, fans. Most hated.
Yeah,
and it's okay. I don't mind. Puro pinche Cowboys.
So here in the Valley, Lisa, have you seen anything crazy or have you heard anything crazy about like people in their, you know, because of football having anything like fights or?
Here in the Valley, I see a lot of stuff on Facebook, just, you know, comments, but it's, you know, if correct me if I'm wrong, I'm sure there is some, but usually it's Cowboy fans. Like if I put something, I always get hate and I never put hate. And I don't think I've ever seen like Texans fans saying stuff.
I've seen it.
I have.
Oh yes. All the time.
Probably because of the people that I know are, I don't know, professional. I mean, like I'm not going to put stuff up, you know, it's like.
Nombre, I know a teacher who's always talking shit.
Who?
It's not you.
I never put anything about any team because I like players. Like I said, I like players. Dak Prescott todavía me tiene que enseñar más. But I like Elliott, man. I like Elliott a lot.
Wait, that guy's a fucking beast, bro.
He's badass. I like the way he plays. I just think he needs to give it a little bit more ganas, güey. A little bit more. Le tenemos que sacar un poquito más jugo, güey.
He already scored 2 touchdowns.
For them too. So this might be the year. This might be the year for them to go to become a Super Bowl caliber team.
It's always our year, Vato. Remember that. It's always our year, chingada
madre. Every year. No, but le tienen que sacar más jugo a Elliott, güey. Para que ganen el pedo, güey.
Para Yeah, he's just scored two touchdowns.
Yeah, that's, so he, maybe this
one. He scored one. He scored one. Dak Prescott.
Yeah. So this year, I think it's KC. I think it's their year again.
¿Crees tú?
I think so, dude. They're looking badass. I mean, fuck, dude.
Well, they also played against the Houston Texans. I mean, the Houston Texans no valen queso, so.
No, pero the thing is that just watching them play, the way they play.
No te digo, I never say anything about the Cowboys.
it's okay.
I
threw it out there because I know they're a fan.
But the way they played was real fucking.
Nah, they're good, man.
That second touchdown that they did in the first half, I wasn't expecting it, dude. I thought they were just going to throw little passes and let the time run out. Remember, they had like a minute and 13 seconds, something like that? I thought they were going to let the time pass out. Yeah. It's going to be done right now.
It's in my home, see.
But, yeah, so you see how you can hear it in our voices, how passionate.
Yeah,
oh, no. Yeah.
I'm telling you, yeah, people tirando chingazos. And
they've even made national news, right? Like fights at Buffalo Wild Wings. Like there was a fight not too long ago that made national news.
Like a brawl, right? Like a big brawl.
Pinches cagaleros, man. Oh, yes. We also got to talk about La Pitada. And we can't go get off of this before we talk about La Pitada and Bronzo.
What's that?
La Pitada, okay, this is when every time the Cowboys win, there's like a little parade. Like, I shit you not, a parade forms in Brownsville, Texas. Brownsville, Texas, that's the southern part of the south.
The southernmost tip of Texas.
There you go. I'm the pinche tip of Texas. So every time the Cowboys win, they fucking form a parade.
Like Brownsville, the way we used to do it for the Bears. Remember?
I will see the southmost, and it's called La Southmost Pitada. So every time the Cowboys win, if you get they have a Facebook page, dude, like shitloads. They have to have like a police control because they form it themselves. Like it's fucking crazy. Anyways, all right, go ahead and talk about something.
And see that Pitada thing, we used to do it here in PSJ when the Bears
high school.
Yeah. After the high school games, everybody would get in their car and drive through all of San Juan honking. And that's how all of San Juan, the little town that we're from, knew that the Bears won because everybody wanted to go to the game, but not everybody could fit in the small stadium they had. Yeah. So you would start hearing and I had a tío, dude. Well, my mom's cousin, he had a siren, like one of those old sirens that you spin from like World War II. He would fucking start it up. He would
start it
up. After the football games, right? It was awesome.
You know what my dad? You know what my dad was telling me? That he knew a guy that would sell pot numbers for football game for the PSJA football games.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's fucking big time, bro.
They do pot numbers for the high school teams. Yeah. So that's how
big. I'm pretty sure they still do.
That's how big football is here. I mean,
yeah, pot numbers.
Even
I know that up in other states and they do different. They do it different. The pot numbers. I forgot how it works for them, and they do the squares also.
The square thing, yeah.
Yeah, but here it's random numbers that you pick out.
Little papers, right? Like you just
the little papers and. But man, and it's not just men. A lot of people think it's men who are that passionate about the Cowboys or about football.
Just football in general.
Women that have. They get their nails done with cowboy stuff. They have their cowboy earrings, cowboy necklaces, cowboy jerseys, cowboy jeans, cowboy boots with big cowboys.
The cases, ¿cómo se llaman esos?
Lucases, but not just cowboy boots like original cowboy. No, cowboy boots that are cowboy.
Yeah, that's what I mean with colors, the star with the
Lucase cowboy.
Even duty. There's a lot of brands, the purses that will have cowboy stuff because they know how the Doonies and the
Doonies. Yeah, Dooney does a lot for
Doonies always
like, does. They also have like the New York Yankee bags. I saw some. Oh yeah, but nada son chus because they know the market. Mm-hmm. It's gonna sell. Yeah, it's gonna sell and plus everybody wants to be part of that.
And it depends on where you live, too. I mean, I'm sure that in Baltimore, they have Ravens ones, too. And
Oh, yeah. The Cowboys just scored.
It's all right. Cowboys just scored.
Yep. It's so crazy.
And not just that, but I've had mean mugging. I mean, I usually don't wear my team's shirts. I hardly ever buy any. But I've seen – one time I had a Texans shirt on, And I had a lady fucking stare at me real ugly, like, fucker. What a pinche cowboy, you know? And I was like, damn, señora, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but I've seen shit like that. Yes, but you know what? With every team, there's people that you know, that always wanted to start stirring shit.
Yeah.
Was that every team has that? I hate when people say, oh, it's just Cowboy fans. Fuck no, it's everyone. No,
it's every. I mean, it's, we just see everyone. It more in Cowboys because there's more Cowboy fans. So, right, like, yeah, in everything, if there's more of something, you're gonna see more of good and bad. Of
those people.
Yeah.
So, because even when I went to a soccer game, the last soccer game I went to was Mexico versus U.S.
I was there.
And you were there. Yeah, you went. And San Antonio. And the United States, the U.S. won 2-0, and I had my you know, I had bought a shirt. I had bought an American shirt, and I was with two other guys, right? Or was it just one?
Judson.
Oh, Judson and Leo, and you know, so at the end of the game, I had a guy, culero, que pendejo, and then the chick started, so his girlfriend started and said, I was going, yeah, 2-0, because we're with a bunch of guys, right? Like, ah, and then she's like, que lastima que no sabes español. And I said, pues que lastima que no sabes inglés. And then the guy got all mad and said, I know English. And I told him, you know English? Que bueno. Te felicito. And he got fucking pissed. And the guy wanted to fight me. And I was like, dude, I'm already I was like, but I wasn't going to fight in the middle of, like, where there's 500 cops, too, because there was a ton of cops.
And I mean, that's stupid. Like, if your team doesn't win,
I know,
you get it's not your off. It's not the other fan's fault, or, you know, it's like, it's a game. It's crazy.
No, but they
fucking, yeah.
Take it to even heart. With Trump supporters, I don't, you know, argue with them. Well, that's a little different. They're really.
That's another podcast
for los sonsos.
Pero, you know, it's like, it's a game, and yeah, you're upset, but you're not gonna go attack the fan you know, that his team won. It's crazy.
It's like the Cowboys lose. Está bueno, perdieron. O sea, hey, fuck it, lost. They suck. Está bueno, no? ¿Qué quieres que haga? Like, fuck that shit. What do you want me to do? You know, like, shit, they lose. It's not like I'm going to go in there and fucking score a touchdown.
Yep.
No, I will, though. I will.
No, that's my mom.
That's the difference.
Well, I tell you, I'm even letting my hair grow so my cat is badass.
So, we here in the Valley also always have our coach, the guy who thinks he's a coach. If I were the coach of the Cowboys, I'd do this play and that play and everything, and we would win every single game.
No, it's because they're not running the ball. It's because they're not running the ball. They got to throw it. They got to throw it. They got to pass it. And they got to catch it. And they got to score. But no shit.
They got to catch it. They
score.
Coach
fracasado. They score more. They win.
It's a coach fracasado. Casa coach peewee football.
No, but there's even guys that don't even coach peewee football. They're still there fucking putting in their 2 cents, and they don't even know shit, you know. But it's like,
all right, see, that's
it's fun, though. It's all fun. I mean, and
it's all fun in games until someone gets hit in the face.
If football wasn't here in the Valley this big, I think it'd be boring here. I think it contributes to our culture.
Yeah, I mean, everyone waits for football season. I mean, people say, you know, during off season, it's boring.
A little bit more boring,
especially Sundays, you know.
Yeah, but we do have golf, so that's a good thing. That's a good thing. We have golf on NBC.
That's in my mind.
All right, guys. So,
if you have crazy stories of maybe people attacking you because you're a Cowboy fan or a Texans fan or a Giants fan or whoever, let us know.
Chingan
a su madre, puro pinche Cowboys, culero.
Woo! All right, guys. Thank you all for joining us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything else? Do you want to? Are we going to be giving away anything this week? Or?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll be giving away mugs.
The mugs.
Mugs, and then maybe some Friday. Else. Yeah. Si September is coming up too.
September is coming up, guys. Time to party.
This is the September and football season.
Ooh, the porazo.
Coronavirus It has no effect on that.
Coronavirus likes this. It cancels out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It cancels out.
Chinga. Okay, guys. Thank you. We'll see you next time on Friday.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Find us on Instagram at @untecitopodcast or email us at @untecitopodcast@gmail.com. Join us next Tuesday.